May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Amen. Words matter. And the words that change our lives are the ones that we hear the most. There are words that are filled with promise that we long to hear, like, I love you. And then there are words that make us feel hopeless, that we wish we never heard, like, it's over. There are words that we've heard before, but then something happens and they become even more important to us. Words like anti-Black racism, Indigenous justice, climate crisis. And then there are words we'd never heard before. Words we couldn't even have imagined that suddenly change everything. Words like COVID. At our last vestry, we spoke about our hopes for the coming year. And even though everything changed 2 weeks later and nothing turned out the way we planned, those words still matter. In fact, they matter now more than ever. And the word that has sustained us this past year, the word that helped us not just to survive, but to thrive, to stay connected, to be one body, is the same word that echoes through Scripture today. The word is faith. We have kept the faith this past year, despite everything. And that one small word means so much and has so many nuances. So what does faith mean for us, for the year that we've just lived and the year that is to come? Well, first, faith means believing. It was the first question that I asked you after Christmas. Do you remember? What do you believe? Abram and Sarai, who become Abraham and Sarah in today's Genesis reading, help us to answer that. They help us to see what belief is and what it's not. First, beliefs don't just change. They change us. They are about identity. As God reveals God's plan for Abram and Sarai, they are named anew, and it is Abraham and Sarah with whom God continues the covenant, promising abundance and new life in them at a time when it must have seemed like the end. It is through their belief that they are changed, opening the way to endless possibilities. So this vestry, I'm asking you to believe, to be open to what God is calling us to. We don't know what will happen this year, but have faith. God has made a covenant with us that began with Abram and Sarai. We are promised an abundance that will change us and change everything. And the next thing about belief is, it's also about what matters the most to us. The word itself comes from an old English word that means, literally, to hold dear. That's always a question for us, especially at vestry. What do we hold dear? I believe we learned a lot about that this past year. In fact, I think that we learned so much about what we hold dear that we reframed the question For even though we desperately miss being in the church, what we miss more is being together. So I guess part of what I have come to believe is that it's not so much what we hold dear, it's whom we hold dear, each other, and our relationship with God. Peter learned that too in today's gospel. He learned a lesson in belief, that it's not what you hold dear, it's whom you hold dear. Peter was so bound to his belief in what the Messiah should be that he forgot who the Messiah was, Jesus. Instead of listening to Jesus' words about what the Messiah must undergo, Peter rebuked Jesus, clinging to his belief that there could be salvation without sacrifice. So this vestry, I'm asking you to hold on to what is dear, to one another. I'm asking you to sacrifice. Because what God has called this community to be, to worship, to care for one another, to serve the world around us, that's even more crucial during this time of pandemic, and will be beyond it. And faith is also about trust. It's what held the relationship between God and Abraham and Jesus and the disciples together. Abraham trusted God. And because he did, he took all kinds of risks, unimaginable ones, leaving Haran, giving Hagar and Ishmael over to the wilderness, sacrificing Isaac. And he was able to take those risks because he was confident that God was with him in the midst of all those trials. God did not remove the trials. God saw Abraham through them. It's the same with the disciples. In this gospel, Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering. In other words, this is the first time in Mark's gospel that Jesus proclaims his passion. And despite Peter's rebuke, the disciples go forward trusting Jesus. The time of trial will come for Jesus and for them, but they know that God will not abandon them. So this vestry, I'm asking you to trust. Trust in the foundation of relationships that God has built with us and with one another, especially during this pandemic. I believe that God has brought us closer together despite being apart. Our trust in God and in one another has helped us not just to survive, but thrive, to stay connected, to be one body. And now I need to talk about what we believe and what we put our trust in. Relationships. I believe in this past year we have drawn closer to God and to one another because of what we have gone through. What has held us together is not just the faith we have in God and in each other, but the faith that God has in us. We look at scripture today and we applaud Abraham's faith in God. But what about God's faith in Abraham and Sarah and Mary and the disciples and all kinds of nobodies who seemed too weak or too old or too powerless, like the way we have felt sometimes this past year? Some would say that in the scriptures, God chooses people just like that so that God's might and majesty may be revealed. In other words, God doesn't need princes or potentates to reveal God's glory. But I believe that God chooses the Abrahams and the Sarahs and the Marys and the Peters and us to show that God has faith in us. God places his faith in Abraham and Sarah, even though it would have been easier to believe in a strong young couple as the father and mother of a multitude. God is willing to trust Paul with the gospel, even though it might have made more sense to trust someone who hadn't spent their life persecuting the church. Don't you see? God loves us, of course. But God also has great faith in us, far more than we have in one another sometimes. So this time, I'm not asking. I'm telling you this. I believe that God has faith in us to continue to do God's work in the world, and that we will make the sacrifices that we need to accomplish that. I trust that God will see us through this pandemic and beyond, and that we will be drawn even closer to one another as a community. And I have faith that God has faith in us. I know those are just words, but words matter. Amen.